Okay, so the issue of Tzuras HaPesach, part two. Last time round, we began by looking at the question of whether a Tzuras HaPesach is a barrier, midi'oraisa, such that it could work even on a Rishus HaRabim, and we talked about whether being the Oraisa necessarily means that we view it as a full machitza to convert a Rishus HaRabim or not. And then we asked, what does Tzuras HaPesach do in various areas of halacha? We noted mezuzah very briefly, but focused more on kilayim and sukkah before getting to the sugya regarding Shabbos and Erevin Yud Aleph, that whole long discussion. And that brought us to the question of understanding the view of the Rambam about what a Tzuras HaPesach is. So we read the Rambam in Hilchos Sukkah, in which the Rambam wrote that a sukkah with parutz merubah is fine if it is less than 10. If the gap is more than 10, but omeid merubah, then Tzuras HaPesach works. Unless, apparently, it is also parutz merubah, in which case we're not going to accept it. If it's parutz merubah and the gap is more than 10, it's not going to work. That was what appeared to us from what he wrote in Hilchos Sukkah. And then we saw what he wrote in Hilchos Shabbos, in which he seems to say that Tzuras HaPesach works for more than 10 amos, so long as there is omeid merubah, right? And you have the chart that I gave you, which is source Yud Ches, which tries to show the way things work, and shows that when you're dealing with omeid merubah la parutz and more than 10 amos, so Tzuras HaPesach is fine. Let me do it the other way. Omeid merubah la parutz and less than 10 amos, everything's great. We have nothing to discuss. You don't need to fix anything. You don't need to do anything. Parutz merubah la omeid and more than 10 amos, forget it. There's nothing you can do about it. Omeid merubah la parutz and more than 10 amos wide in its gap areas, so you have large gaps, but omeid merubah la parutz, that's when you bring in Tzuras HaPesach. And then parutz merubah al ha-omeid, but each gap is less than 10 amos, is fine for sukkah. However, for Shabbos it is not. That's what we ended up with from the Rambam. So we noted that not everybody agrees with the Rambam. The Ma'aril says that Tzuras HaPesach works for Shabbos even if it is parutz merubah, where the Rambam is saying that parutz merubah cannot be fixed, apparently, even if it's less than 10 amos, so it appears in our reading of the Rambam right now. The Ma'aril does not agree with that position, and the Rosh disagrees with that position. The Rosh said that Rav is wrong regarding more than 10, because, after all, we have a Mishnah that says that Tzuras HaPesach solves the more than 10 problem. He says that Tzuras HaPesach defeats being the more than 10 problem. We saw that in the Kitzur Piskei Rosh as well, and I noted to see the Meiri, which we didn't end up going through, but you did have on your sheet as source Chav Beis. Now, before we got into Rav Chaim, we noted the Magid Mishnah, and I wanted to take a minute on the Magid Mishnah at this point, because discussing this with Rabbi Ziering, and it is an important point to bring out. The Magid Mishnah gives us his view of where the Rambam's position originates. He says the Rambam believes that Tzuras HaPesach will not work for parutz merubah, right? Gap more than wall. Because he takes the simple read of Rabbi Yochanan, not the Gemara's rewriting of Rabbi Yochanan that it's a Tzuras HaPesach min hatzad, but rather that Rabbi Yochanan is saying that Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work for Shabbos in the case of a house that has many, many openings. Right? That's the way the Rambam understands
it. The original Lamadnu, Medivrei Rabbeinu.
Yes. However, says the Magid Mishnah, and this is the key, however, that I wanted to make sure to note, the Rambam might accept Tzuras HaPesach for gaps of less than 10 amos, even if it is parutz merubah, like he does for sukkah. Okay, so in other words, if you're parutz merubah, like you have, imagine that, if you see the top of that machitza where the glass is, right, imagine that you have, first of all, those are less than 10 amos long. Certainly for our purposes, for this discussion, we'll pretend it, but it is. It's less than 10 amos long. Imagine that the glass pane on top is actually air. And you have a bunch of those as your wall. So it's post, gap, post, gap, post, gap. It's clearly parutz merubah, but each gap is less than 10 amos. The position of the Rambam, according to the Magid Mishnah, might be that's going to be kosher. not kosher in and of itself, you need Tzuras HaPesach. But the Tzuras HaPesach will make that kosher. I mean, you have it. You know, well, it's min hatzad. Never mind. The taking that machitza as an example too far is just going to get us into trouble. But the point is that if you have a setup like a series of these windows, then you need Tzuras HaPesach, but then you're going to be fine. The Magid Mishnah says the Rambam might say that and might not. So what I'm going to add here, and this is the smog that I sent out last night, it's source Chav Dalid. The part that I bolded is the key. Tzuras HaPesach she'eino rachav yoser me'eser matir afilu me'arba ruchos. That even if you're completely surrounded by Tzuros HaPesach, as long as they are less than 10, even though they're clearly Parutz Merubah, it'll be fine. And he gives you the Gemara in Erevin of Not Arba Kundisim Arba Pinos Hasadeh Umatach Zmor Aleim. That's your case. Right? Four pikes in the ground at the corners, you stretch out your peah across the top, and you're done. So that's the position that he gives, as long as it's less than 10 amos, as he continues to quote from the Gemara. Ilema be'eser, meaning ad eser, if it's up to 10, Baal lema Rabbi Yochanan b'Shabbos lo, would Rabbi Yochanan not accept it? And then the note, Ayin Magid Mishnah, because Ayin Magid Mishnah, because that's what he was proposing, that the Rambam might believe. Okay, so I know that when you haven't been holding in this issue for a week, I speak from personal experience, it's hard to get back into it. But that's the position of the Magid Mishnah, that's the position of the Smag. The problem is that Rav Chaim, who we started discussing last time, doesn't take that view of what the Rambam is saying. He believes that the Rambam's position is that Tzuras HaPesach is not going to work even if it is less than 10 amos. If it's Parutz Merubah, you're out of luck. And so, he had three questions that he brought regarding the Rambam, and this was what we covered at the end last time, so I'm not going to go it inside, but I'll say it outside. First of all, problem number one was that Erevin Yud Aleph Amud Aleph says Tzuras HaPesach works for Parutz Merubah only if it works for Lamala Me'asar, for Lamala Me'asar, I should say. Only if it works for more than 10 amos. The Rambam says that it works for more than 10 amos. So, if Tzuras HaPesach works for Parutz Merubah only if it works for 10, the Rambam says it works for 10, so why does it disqualify it for Parutz Merubah? Then that's not a logical syllogism, right? The fact that you're saying that it works for Parutz Merubah only if it works for 10 doesn't mean there isn't some other factor you require. It's not as though he has defeated the Rambam's logic, but his question is new. If it works for Parutz Merubah only if it works for 10, and it does work for 10, why doesn't it work for Parutz Merubah? So again, if you take the Magid Mishnah Smag view, then this isn't so. The Rambam accepts Parutz Merubah, so long as the individual openings are less than 10.
If you're assuming the Rambam's going with that initial statement in the Sugya, that is a straight equation. That a syllogism does work. The Gemara doesn't present at that stage a different factor to take into account, does it?
No, but that still doesn't mean that there isn't another factor.
Yeah.
But that's Chaim's question. So he needs to come to up with an explanation for why Tzuras HaPesach won't work for Parutz Merubah, even when it's less than 10. Second question that he asks is, in Hilchos Sukkah, the Rambam says Tzuras HaPesach works for more than 10. We assume that means it makes more than 10 like less than 10. And we know the Rambam does accept Parutz Merubah ad 10 in Sukkah. So why won't he accept Tzuras HaPesach with Parutz Merubah for Sukkah? You follow the question?
This was the same basic question just by Sukkah.
Yes, but the rules are different. Because here, by Sukkah, he's willing to accept the Tzuras HaPesach with Parutz Merubah.
Right.
So the question then is, why won't he accept Tzuras HaPesach with Parutz Merubah? That's the question. Meaning he's willing. I'm sorry. I stated it incorrectly. Let me restate. He says Tzuras HaPesach works for more than 10, and he accepts Parutz Merubah at 10 in at less than 10, meaning even without it Tzuras HaPesach.
Right.
That's the way to say it. He's good without it Tzuras HaPesach up to 10, and Tzuras HaPesach works for more than 10. So why not accept Tzuras HaPesach with Parutz Merubah? That's the question. That's the way it should be worded. And again, if I take the Magid Mishnah smag view, then this isn't an issue. He accepts Paritz and Ruva, and we're fine. But Rav Chaim has a problem. And then his third question was Rav in the Gemara. According to Rav, Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work if it's more than 10. And Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work for Paritz and Ruva, so what good is a Tzuras HaPesach? Okay. So we start Rav Chaim's four-step explanation of the Rambam's view, and we're looking at source Chaf Vav on the sheets. So his first step is to say, as I wrote on the sheet, Tzuras HaPesach works by creating a Pesach. In other words, Tzuras HaPesach is not a thing unto itself with its own rules. Tzuras HaPesach is not another way to present a wall. Tzuras HaPesach is a Pesach. He writes, V'arei gam Tzuras HaPesach yisod dina hu midin Pesach. The fundamental rule of Tzuras HaPesach, the foundation of Tzuras HaPesach, is as a Pesach. U'kamo shepasak ha-Rambam herek tezayin ha-choshabas tzuras ha-Pesach she'asa min ha-tzad lo asa klum. Why? Mishum depisla b'keren zavis lo avdi inshi. He says the Rambam rules that the reason why this tzuras ha-Pesach min ha-tzad, which Rabbi Ziering is going to discuss, the reason why it's no good is because people don't make a Pesach that way. I'm not going to get into the discussion of what that looks like. The fact that people don't make a Pesach at the corner doesn't change the fact that it's a Tzuras HaPesach. However, where the Tzuras HaPesach's validity is, because it's a Pesach, who the Havidina the Holu Pisla Bekaren Zavis Lahti Inchi Alkin Lochalavo Shem Pesach. Right? That's the idea. Ubakarchach the Gam Tzuras HaPesach is so Dina Talu within Pesach. You have to say that it functions as a Pesach, and that's why Pesach is the standard for defining whether this is a good thing or whether it is not a good thing. Clear? That's the idea, and that's his simple first step. He also wrote it up more simply in the Grach Al Hashas Teher Ben Yud Aleph Amad Aleph. You can see it there as well. I think I even brought it. Did I bring it? No. Okay, fine. But that's step one. Step two in Rav Chaim, and this is really the big step out of all of this, is that a Pesach works with its surrounding mechitza to convert internal... A Pesach in general works with its surrounding mechitza to convert internal space, the space that is enclosed, into a Rishus Hayachid. In other words, what he's saying, if I'm understanding him correctly, is that the difference between Pesach and Pirtza is that Pesach has surrounding wall that is actually considered to work with it. And Tzuras HaPesach is like Pesach plus surrounding mechitza. That's what I put there in the heading. Pesach tzarech mechitza shesivivo litzor rishus hayachid. V'tzuras HaPesach avi Pesach plus mechitza.
Doesn't he redefine that at the end, though? He doesn't. Is that his final?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, this is step two.
Okay, fine.
Yep. So, bringing the part that I excerpted from him in Source Chav Zayin. V'apashu b'zehu, d'shnei n'yanim nifradim hein b'ikaran. D'psachim b'alma, av al gav d'din Pesach Allah upaka mina shein pirza. He says, general Pesach, even though it's not called a pirza, it's called a Pesach, u'kemavur b'erivin dav vav amad alav ayin sham, v'cheinu mavur lehedya b'mishnasenu dav tes vav, mipnei shehi ke Pesach, as we already talked about. That doesn't mean that the Pesach is considered like wall. It's not. The ikur din mechitza v'arishus hayachid naseh rak al yedeh yeser hamechitza ha'omedes. He says what generates a mechitza and therefore a rishus hayachid in the enclosed area is the wall that is beside it. V'shem Pesach mo'il rak laf ki amina shem pirza oseres. Just being a Pesach just means it's not a pirza. Doesn't make it a wall. Uch disnam betav tezvav sham. Ubilvad she geder gavoa asara tfachim. V'loye pirzos yiseros al ha binyan. Kol pirza she hiyud amos muteres mipnei shehi ki Pesach. Yesim ikan asur. So he says, the quote from Dav Tezvav says, you need to have a wall that is 10 tefach high, and you need to have ome meruba la parutz, or ome kiparutz, whatever, but more wall than gap. And then it says, if the pirtza is like yudamos, it's mutter, because it's like a pesach. More than that is no good. So he says, v'hainu mishum detrei mili ninu. That's because there are two different issues here. One, din omed meruba laparutz hamoa lehechashev mechitza lashvi rishos hayachid. You need omed meruba laparutz to make your wall a wall. And you need it to be a Pesach rather than a Pirtza in order to avoid having something that would disrupt your wall. So you need wall and you need Pesach. As opposed to Tzuras HaPesach, but he says Tzuras HaPesach is Mechitza. Vizel Iker Halacha Shal Tzuras HaPesach to Bekana Mikan, Bekana Mikan, Bekana Agabe HaOmed, VeHaPesach Shabesilcho Yacht of Chashuv Mechitza. The combination of the opening with the frame is what's going to generate Mechitza. VeHachim is Bayer Miyisod HaHalacha Shenamra VeMechitza Shei Omed Ruba LaParot, so Omed Kiparot. He says this is seen in the requirement that you have either Omed Ruba LaParot or Omed equal to Parot Kimavur Be'erav in Tesvav Medbeis. DaHachi Agmei Rachmana LaMoshe, right? We talked about this. The language of Hashem told Moshe for this Halacha LaMoshe Misinai of Mechitza, God told Moshe either Lo Sifrot Ruba or Gedor Ruba, either that you shouldn't have majority gap, or alternatively that you have to fence in the majority, right? Rather the application, the 50-50 case. Dekasha alze, dehare bepase biros machshirin and gam beparutz ruba laomed. He says we have a problem because when you deal with the cistern slash well that's in the middle of the road, we say paretz ruba laomed is fine for your pase biros. V'amrina be'erivin davchaf amad aleph dazorek lebeta pasen chayev. The space that is enclosed by this non enclosure is a rishus hayachid, such that if someone throws from rishus rabbim into it, he's going to be liable. Harei lehedya de gam parts muva laomed have a mechitza mide oraisa. So you see that it is possible to create a mechitza without a mechitza. You can create a mechitza even though it's parts muva laomed. It's mostly open. And indeed, Tosus asks this question. Okay, hikshu zota Tosus read parakos and pasin. V'tirtzu de shani pase biros. Tosus's answer was that pase biros are unique. Why? The whole v'yish amah mikan v'amah mikan chashuv pesach. Having this one amah at the corner is enough to make it a pesach. Ubeir adavar hu k'mo shekasavnu. That's exactly what we're talking about. Umishum da'af agav da'avi din v'mechitza shlo yeh paretz mu'bal ha'omed mikomakom kol zehu im shem pirtza ba. The rule of don't have more paretz than omed assumes it's a pirtza. Avom hikeven de'kaimelon de'kol pirtza chashuva k'pesach. But once we're willing to say, no, this isn't a Pirtza, this is actually a Pesach, and can l'chpos on klal ba'parutz, we're good with the fact that it's open like this. That's why you need your one amma at the sides. If you didn't have your amma at the sides, having calling this a Pesach wouldn't help you.
And then, just in terms of the shear of Pasi Piros, the open space, that's unique there because it can be over 10?
Yeah, well, 10, 13 and a third, whatever you're
right.
Going
so if you're holding 13 and a third, your normal pirtza for a wall itself would be 10 still.
Right, so I think that's a question, no? Is what's Rabbi Yehuda going to say here? Does Rabbi Yehuda rewrite 10 to be 13 and a third everywhere we say 10?
Okay.
But we discussed that a little bit, I think.
Yeah.
Right, I mean, wasn't there an idea from the Rosh that that's just a unique category, but normally we would say 10 even perhaps for review.
Yeah, right, that's my question. I don't know what review that holds in general.
Okay.
So so he says, you see the idea that Pesach is working with surrounding mechitza in order to make a mechitza. That's his central point. Then he gives you also Sukkah Dav Dalet Amud Beis, which I included here. He says, "Ubeemeshu kein sukkah arucha besukkah dav dalad amibeis deisa shamshay Rabbi Yaakov Omer diyum de sukkah tefach v'chamor m'shtaim kelchatz nevshlishes afilu tefach." Right, Rabbi Yaakov's idea of the diyum din is that I can have four poles at the corners of the sukkah, and they will be valid as long as they have a diameter of a tefach. And the idea is that I treat it as though it was hollowed out, right? As though I have a tefach in this direction, and I have a tefach in this direction on each corner, right? And the Rabbanan say, no, we want you to have two and a tefach. Very besuka dav zayin tanya v'yisera Shabbos al suka shah Shabbos ein ani teres ela ba'omiru v'ala parutz ma'shekin besuka. We say Shabbos is more chamur than suka. in that Shabbos requires omid rubala parut, sukkah does not. De parut rubala omid gamkin kasher ba, we're good with sukkah being parut rubala omid, that's fine. Umikomakom hatanya deboina davka shir machitza bediyum de sukkah. But yet, we said, well, you need to have shir machitza for your diyum din. Right? Why require, if you're good with parut rubala omid, why do you need a shir for your diyum din at all? Right? The answer is that all these pirtos and psachim are not going to combine. You need wall too. Right. Being a pesach means it's not a pirtza. Ha'oseres. But it's not going to make it into a wall. Which is mechitza, the gam the din pischa lo talid b'mechitza shebetz dadin, and the status as a pesach doesn't depend on the walls around it. It's a pesach anyway. You're combining with those walls to make a big wall, to make the space inside. Rish sayachad b'zeu alacha shaltiras a pesach the atzma k'moshi b'tzurasa ha'omed v'ha'pesach yachdav havi mechitza. That's what your tzurasa pesach is doing. Okay, so that was step two. Step one is Tzuras HaPesach creates a Pesach. Step two is that Pesach works with the structure of the Tzuras HaPesach in order to create Mechitza as of now. Then we get to step three, which I think is what you were anticipating.
Yes.
Step three says Tzuras HaPesach also needs a flanking Mechitza in order to achieve what he calls Shir Mechitza. This is roughly where, if I wasn't giving a shir on the topic, I would have dropped out. Because I'm going to say what he says, but boy, he says it needs a flanking mechitza. It's not enough to be mechitza; it needs to be shir mechitza, as opposed to being just a hekef, you know, just something that surrounds something else. And he takes us to kilayim for this discussion. It says there's a difference between the type of mechitza that works for kilayim and the type of mechitza that works for Shabbos. It's source chavches. He says, Vinira, didasra harambam, he da'af agav the tzuras ha-pesach din mechitza va, even though, as we've said, tzuras ha-pesach equals mechitza, umo'elis lahafsiku lahatim bekilayim, it's good enough for kilayim, mikomakom eina mashlemes shiur mechitza, ve'echad bo'inan etzem ha-mechitzos, lo ma'ani tzuras ha-pesach. It doesn't have shiur mechitza in its own right, and where you need what we're going to call etzem mechitza, tzuras ha-pesach won't work. Kilayim doesn't need etzem mechitza, apparently. Kilayim just needs a blocker. Shabbos needs this thing that has shiur mechitza.
Because it needs omen rubel apartments.
Correct. So he says, v'harei le'inyan sukkah huzem afurush ba'asugit esvicha nami tzuras ha-pesach. V'kasha din ked lama lanu pas dalet ha-mashlam din mechitza mitoras lavud. He says, that's why in the discussion regarding sukkah, where you have your two and a fraction wall, right? And we talk about setting up your tefach third wall. And so you want, you know, this pas dalid, right? He says, your tzurah, you have a tzurah pesach, that's good enough. Oh, this is what I was thinking of. Sorry, the next piece is what I was thinking of. The sukkah with the two walls that meet at the right angle. Right? So we say, make a tefach long wall, and then put it within three tefach of the other wall. That will give you a four tefach wall. Right? It's really a little less than three gap, and a little more than one wall equals four. Utzrichanami tzuras ha-pesach gamkeni benit tzuras ha-pesach as well. So kasha, this is difficult to understand. Delamali mechitzas dalet. Why do you need four? Right? If it's good enough for me to say two and then something here is my third, let the tzuras ha-pesach be your third. V'lo tzuras ha-pesach be-ha-pesach be-atzma nechsheves mechitza. That's good enough. He says what a Tzuras HaPesach does is that it makes everything inside of it considered to be surrounded by wall, which I thought wasn't a bad thing. And that's fine as far as making this sort of fledgling third wall like a third wall to join with the other two. And so too with a sukkah that is constructed with these two walls that meet at the corner. So this Suras HaPesach will help such that you're now surrounded by three walls. Not surrounded by, you have three walls. Aval inyan etzem shiur mechitza ha'amur besukkah. But as far as the shiur mechitza, where we say shtayim kehilchasan u'shlishis tefach, the third one has to be a tefach. Dehilchasan bezehu deba'inan mechitzos atzman. You need actual walls. Why? Because we said so. Bezeh lo mahanya tzuras ha'pesach. So tzuras ha'pesach isn't going to work. Tzuras ha'pesach cannot be your third wall. You need to have wall as your third wall. Vishani bezeh din tzuras ha'pesach midin lavud v'din omid ruvala parutz. In this sense, tzuras ha'pesach is different from lavud. And it's different from omid ruvala parutz. Delavud v'omid muruba alav. Sorry, delavud v'omid ruvala parutz hein atzman mechitza mamash. He says, lavud, where we take a gap and pretend it's not there now, or it's not there now, fine. Or omid ruvala ha'paretz, where we take the paretz and say that's okay, it's cancelled out by the omid. Hein atzman mechitza mamash. Those are real walls. Masheki, tzuras ha'pesach, afagav, didin mechitza ba, mikomokom enem etztarefes lehashlim shira mechitzos. Tzuras ha'pesach, granted that it's mechitza, doesn't have shir mechitzos. That it's not able to provide. Okay, that's the statement. So, v'al kein svira leila haRambam. That's why the Rambam believes dehu adin gam berushus hayachid deShabbos ba'inan davka etzem hamachitzos lashvuye rushus hayachid. That's why when it comes to Shabbos, you need this etzem mechitzos to make the enclosed space of rushus hayachid. Umeila de'in tzuras ha'pesach ma'ol azet tzuras ha'pesach alone can't do that. Ulahachi hu shehisna bein b'Shabbos u bein b'sukkah deba'inan davka omim rubala parutz. That's why the Rambam says that you need omid ruvala parutz. Parutz ruvala omid is not going to work, unlike Magid Mishnah Smag, who are willing to accept it where it's less than 10. Rambam is not going to accept it. Shezeu etzem din shel mechitza hamoil bein b'Shabbos bein b'sukkah. This is an inherent principle within the type of mechitza we need, that tzuras ha'pesach is insufficient. It needs to be helped along by sufficient wall that it won't be parutz ruvala omid. Right, the story with the fellow with the four pikes at the corners of the field. And he puts the vine over them. And the Chachamim permitted this as far as Kilayim was concerned. Kilayim is different. Kilayim, I don't care about the wall. I just care about there being an interruption. Which is fundamentally true. Meaning, for kilayim purposes, if I plant one crop over here, and I plant the other crop over there, and there is sufficient space between here and there, they're different crops. You can't do that with a sukkah. Right? You can't do that for Shabbos. It's true. Kilayim just needs there be some kind of separation. But separation doesn't have to be a wall. Certainly not shir mechitza. Well, it happens to be one way to do it. V'alkein shavir mo'el gam tzuras ha'pesach came into din mechitza ba. So tzuras ha'pesach will work too for that. Mashein kein le'inyan Shabbos v'sukkah ba'inan etzem ha'mechitzos atzman. But when you get into Shabbos, you get into sukkah, no. Then you need walls. U'bazel lo mahan yetzuras ha'pesach u'kmo she'eveinu mehach tetzvichan ha'mitzuras ha'pesach tetzuras ha'pesach yesh ba'din mechitza mikomokom enel la'shtayim l'tefach. This is just what he just brought before. I really could have skipped, frankly, that line, which I will now will. Okay, achei nira. The kevan tetzuras ha'pesach harei din mechitza ba. However, he says, since tetzuras ha'pesach has mechitza, like it works for kilayim, it's not useless for sukkah. So whatever is surrounded by it is considered to be surrounded. The tzuras ha'pesach just doesn't become mechitzos atzman, whatever those are. Im kein hare dina chaluk. So therefore, its law is different, is unique. He says, dinehi deino nasa rishus hayachid. The space that is enclosed by it has this unique status. It's not Rishos Hayachid, Al Yidei Tzuras HaPesach, Umishim Dechaser HaDin Mechitzos Atzman, because it doesn't have these Mechitzos Atzman, Deboinam Le'enyin Ashvuya Rishos Hayachid, Avol Mikomakom Din Rishos HaRabim Pakamine, but it's also not Rishos HaRabim anymore. Umudu L'Tal Tal Besocho, and you can carry in it. D'Ladas HaRambam Ein Heter Tiltol Tolei B'din Rishos Hayachid. Right, the Rambam, this goes back to the beginning of the year, the Rambam does not say that in order to carry in it, you have to have, it has to be Rishos HaYachid. Right? There is this in-between that's neither Rishos HaYachid nor Rishos HaRabim. So, you know, go back to our discussions about three walls and four walls and all of that. So that, he says, being a Mechitza isn't useless. It's just not Mechitza Zatzman. Now we go back to Erevin Dav Vav, where we said that if you have a Mavoi, which has two parallel walls, but opens on either side to Rishos HaRabim, so we said make it Tzures HaPesach on one side, Lechi or Kara on the other side. Rishos HaRabim Asma Lomi Avarak Bidlasos. Rishos HaRabim itself, the rule is, Tzuras HaPesach doesn't help you. You need doors, as we've discussed. The Afal Gav, Dinira Diladas HaRambam, Gam Mavos Mefulashin Rishos HaRabim, it's Starfi Bahadi Rishos HaRabim Leos Rishos HaRabim Midin Torah. The Rambam should believe that this Mavui, which opens into Rishos HaRabim at either end, is a Rishos HaRabim. Midoraisa, Ukmosha Kasa Ferkidalid Dalid, the Karen Zavis as Mukha Rishos HaRabim, right? Like he wrote for the Karen Zavis that comes off of Rishos HaRabim, as I think you had this in Shir. Deina Rishos HaRabim, Aholam Ukefa Shalash Machitza, as Demashma Mina, Demafulash Mia, Mistarful Rishos HaRabim, Leos Rishos HaRabim, I think we proved that. Vim Kain, Maishna Mavos Mafulash and Rishos HaRabim, Rishos HaRabim Atzma, Delomeyaba Rak Bidlasos. So he says, why is the Mavoy Hamafula? Why are we getting away with Tzuras HaPesach at one end and Lechi Kara at the other end when Rishos HaRabim needs doors? But based on what's already been explained, it's all good. Since what makes this Mavoy into Rishos HaRabim is simply the fact that it is an appendage of the greater Rishos HaRabim, Imkein Moel Tzuras HaPesach LaHafsik Shelo Yitzdarfu L'Rishos HaRabim. So the Tzuras HaPesach works for that purpose, to prevent that joining. It is a Mechitza. Mashenkin Rishos HaRabim Atzma. The whole Din Bittul Rishos HaRabim Shelo HaKayidei Demechitza Shur Zayachim. But you couldn't play this game if you were dealing with an actual Rishos HaRabim, which had its properties of Rishos HaRabim in and of itself. There, you would need real walls with sheer mechitza and so forth. So that's the position that he takes in Shlav Gimel. Okay? He has said, first of all, that the, you know, going back to his initial point, he said that Tzuras HaPesach creates a Pesach. That's number one. It's not a wall, it's a Pesach. Number two, it's actually like Pesach plus surrounding Mechitza. Number three, that will work for areas where I need an interruption, such as keeping this Mavoi from joining the Rishos HaRabim, or like Kilayim, but it's not going to work where I need Shir Mechitza. That doesn't translate on the audio. It's not going to work where I need Shir Mechitza. That it doesn't do. It's a Hekif. But not enough of one. His last step is to say, if your Tzuras HaPesach is more than 10, then it can't combine with the flanking walls to create Shir Mechitza. Those flanking walls that we would like to be able to use
to create
Shir Mechitza. In other words, the Tzuras HaPesach has the Kanamikan, Kanamikan.
Right.
That's combining with its opening to create Mechitza, but not to create Shir Mechitza. You want Shir Mechitza, that's a part of a greater wall. And it can't do that if the gap is more than 10.
I thought he was saying you can only do Hekef.
Right,
you have to have your basic Shir.
It can play a role as part of a valid Mechitza. But it needs to, in other words, we don't pretend that it's not there when we're doing our Mechitza calculations.
Right, okay. Yeah.
But what he's saying is, if it's more than 10, we will pretend it's not there. That's exactly what he's saying. Take a look at Chavtas. Achei Nira. Dilafia mavur, hare tre gavmi pischaninu. There are two types of openings. Velori ize, kiri ize. They have different features. The ad eser din pesach shalot, talui bachalos din mechitzo shevet stadin. Up to 10, with a width up to 10. So its pesach status depends on the mechitzos that surround it. It can combine with them. The imkin a mechitzos who demashvele pischa, vitzuras a pesach din mechitzo shalot, hume atzma. That's what he'd look at it. The walls that are around it will make it into a Pesach, and it will be a Mechitza, and it will combine, and everybody's good. Ulefizeh, gam betzuras ha-Pesach atzma, dina chaluk. De'ad eser yeshba gam to'eles mechitzos ha-omed, shemashvu lala Pesach. Up to 10, it has the benefit of the wall around it. It's now a Pesach. Umei eser ve'elech, ein ha-mechitza shebetzadim mitzdafos la'klav achol din Pesach shalah, rak midin tzuras ha-Pesach, which is a hekef, but which is not etze mechitza, shir mechitza, and so forth. So to go back to our initial three questions, because Rav Chaim answers the first two as part of Shlav Gimel, but he doesn't really answer his Rav question as far as I can tell. But first of all, as far as our first question, he's saying that the Rambam disqualified Parutz Meruba because it won't combine with the Mechitza Sadar beside it. Right? You need to be less than 10 to combine, or you need Ome Meruba to be a Mechitza without the magic of Tzuras HaPesach. But that's what you're going to need. That's the answer to number one. That he answered really with Shlav Dalet. Second, he says that the Rambam won't accept Tzuras HaPesach for more than 10 with Parutz Meruba, right, for Sukkah, because even though we don't need Ome Meruba HaParutz, right, he said Sukkah doesn't need Ome Meruba HaParutz, but we need the same Shir Mechitza. That we do need. And if it's more than 10, then you don't have Shir Mechitza. So if it's more than 10, it isn't going to combine with the flanking Mechitza. So that's how I'll answer his second question. It's this chiddush that he's giving us that Tzuras HaPesach more than 10 doesn't combine with the surrounding walls. That's his major point. And so going back to Rav, who didn't accept Tzuras HaPesach more than 10 or for Parutz Meruba, and the question then was, so what is a Tzuras HaPesach? The value of Tzuras HaPesach, I think he's saying, is that it removes Pirza status. So if we had flanking Mechitza such that Ome Meruba LaParutz, it would be useful. That, I think, is his answer for Rav.
Right.
He didn't say it, but I think that's what he said.
Right. Even though you don't need it. You don't really need it that way. Right. And then, going back to our chart, for the Rambam.
Yeah.
So now if we plug it in, so, Ome Meruba LaParutz, less than 10 amos, no shayla.
Right.
The other, at the diagonal, part from Meruba, more than 10 is possible.
Right.
Ome Meruba, with more than 10... you need Tzuras HaPesach. And the Machlokas is in the fourth box.
Correct. What's going on with that Shabbos X?
Right. Is the Sutra, the Suffolk of the Magen Mishnah, is this. Is the Rambam saying Parutz Meruba ala Omeid? Once it's Parutz, then nothing works. Because right. You don't have Mechitzos. Or is he saying that no, it's just a Din Tzuras HaPesach Yesh Meyes there. That the Tzuras HaPesach Yosef Meyesser can't work.
Right.
With Parutz Meruba.
Correct. I'm going to write that into it.
Right. So Rav Chaim... Okay. I have to spell this out in my head.
No, but it's true.
Right. So Parutz Meruba, according to Rav Chaim, Parutz Meruba Alha Omeid makes it that there is no Hekev Mechitzos. There is no... Right, there isn't enough Mechitza. And since Tzuras HaPesach can't give you Mechitza ever, can only connect Mechitzos, then he thinks that even less than 10 Amos in Parutz Meruba is possible. Because you can't create wall with Tzuras HaPesach, you only can connect wall, but when there's less than 50% wall, then there's nothing to connect. Right? That's Rav Chaim's conclusion. The Magen Mishnah Safek is whether that's true or no. It's that if you have Parutz Meruba, so then the small Tzuras HaPesach will work, because then the small Tzuras HaPesach, I guess, could be a Mechitza, is probably what he would say.
Yeah.
What the Magen Mishnah would say.
Yeah.
Right? Is that
for sure?
Right, according to the comment from the Magen Mishnah is that there's two types of Tzuras HaPesach. A less than 10 is a Mechitza and therefore can create Omed Meruba LaParutz when you actually have Parutz Meruba LaOmed. But if you have Omed Meruba LaParutz and then you only need a Tzuras HaPesach which is a connector, so then it can be. Right.
Yeah.
It can be larger than 10?
No.
But yeah.
Than the Magen Mishnah, yes.
Okay. No. If it's Omen Meruba, everyone.
If it's Omen Meruba, then you're fine.
Then everyone agrees it can be more than
that. So, what was his
It's part of the suffix between the machloka, the suffix of Magen Mishnah is parts Merubah La'omed
less than 10.
With less than 10 amos.
Yeah.
What does the suffix in what the Rambam says?
Right. Will the Rambam say that when it's parts Merubah, so now Tzuras HaPesach is ineffective no matter what, because you just need Omen Merubah La'paret, meaning in Reb Chaim language. Is it that the Rambam holds that Tzuras HaPesach is never Mechitza? There's never actual Mechitza Be'etzem. And therefore, even if it's less than 10, it can't create Mechitza. And since the Halacha Moshe Mishina is you need Omen Merubah La'paret, if you don't have that, right, the Tzuras HaPesach is invalid.
Yeah. Right. There's a lot still here to do.
Right. Right. Or is it that... No, it's that if the Tzuras HaPesach is less than 10, that type of Tzuras HaPesach could be an actual Mechitza. And therefore, that would work as long as it's part to move. But even that would work. That would work even with whatever. That would work with part to move as long as it's less than 10.
Let's go a little further here, because there's a lot that we still have to do. It would seem to me then that according to the view that Tzuras HaPesach is effective, according to the view, you'll see it. I brought it here. According to the view in Shin Samach Beis Yud in Sor Slamed, right in the Shulchan Aruch, where he says, "Im asa tzuras pesach, afil lepirtza yisera me'aser mutter." Right, he's good with the tzuras pesach that's more than 10. Even if it's parts mubala omid, he's good with that. Now, the other part about the bikkah, I'm going to skip for now. But that statement, it sounds like he's saying that Tzuras HaPesach actually is viewed as a mechitza. So our Erevin used Tzuras HaPesach with more than 10. Our Erevin, I'm not talking about Gush Etzion, but in general, our Erevin. Which used Tzuras HaPesach with more than 10 and with Parvus Merubah, clearly don't follow the Rambam. The Aruch HaShulchan in Shin Samach Beis Lamed, like the primary view brought in the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Samach Beis Yud, says, we're not concerned for the view of the Rambam. However, the Mishnah Brura says we should be concerned. So I brought you the Mishnah Brura in Lamed Beis. Right. What I brought you there is in Lamed Aleph was just for Sukkah, but I'm going to skip it for now. You can see there the same type of position as for Shabbos. But in Lamed Beis, he says, "Alam kein omid, but nachol nachosh ledivaya Rambam shkem das hasmag veasmag." Who came? You know, not everybody thinks that the Rambam is wrong. How that's the smag, I'm not entirely clear.
Well, that's the point. Is that if you take, it's not reclaimed as Rambam. It's right. The suffix of the Magen Mishnah as Rambam. The Smag's position that Omen Merubah, that even by Paris Merubah, as long as the Tzuras HaPesach is less than Eser, it works, is a potential read of Rambam.
Right.
Mishnah Brura is weighing in and saying the Smag, the Rambam holds like the Smag, not like Reb Chaim.
No. But he's saying, Nachon Lachash Adibri HaRambam, meaning to not accept what the Shulchan Aruch is saying.
Correct.
Oh, unless you, no, I'm, again, what I think you're saying
to not allow Tzuras HaPesach the Parutz Merubah, yes or may ask.
But yes or may ask, but Pachos may ask to accept it.
Correct.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true.
Well, that's the import of him saying this, that
right.
The Rambam isn't what, like Reb Chaim says, it's what the Smag says.
Right.
Right, the suffix of the Magen Mishnah the other way.
Right. Correct.
It took me like 3 hours, but I think I found like.
No, you're right. That's correct. He's following the Rambam per the Smag's understanding that it's good.
Really, you need Oza. You either need Parash Merubah or you need Tzuras HaPesach with your Prophet's Master. The only bad thing is Tarta Ligrius, is Lireyusa.
Right.
Right. It's not that you need Tarta Litiyusa.
Right. However, take a look at this next Mishnah Brura. In Lamed Gimel, the Rama writes, V'chid v'gagin shalanu ha-boltin lefnei ha-batim dinam kirishus shalefneihem. He says, if you have a space that is surrounded by houses that have roofs that protrude, then you're good. The status of the space under... Well, not you're good. I'm sorry. I shouldn't say that yet. That's the Mishnah Brura. The Hamas says the status of the space under your roof is like the area that is in front of the house. In other words, if I have a house here and my roof protrudes out like this, the space under the roof is like the space in the middle beyond the end of the roof. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Taz.
I mean, I understand that that's what the Mishnah Berurah understands. How is that in the Wisdom of Ramah? It sounds.
Why wouldn't I just say what else
on top of the roof?
No, because look in the Ramah himself. He's not. He's talking about the space on the ground. He's not talking about the space on the roof, on top of the roof.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I go back and take a look at the Mordechai's quote. It's not. So the Taz, he says, Kasavat Taz, Bekan Mavura Safek Shemistapkin Bo Harbay Anashim. Binyan Abayas Sheesh Lafanav, Letzarachov, Gag Bolet Lerachov, Shakarin Blafir Libin, or whatever. The Madinam, Imuchla Talpul Shaman Abayas. Are you allowed to carry under the roof awning from your house? The Harbay Toim Lomar, Tikra Habolet Lerachov, Yorei Vesose. So they make the mistake of thinking that the roof's end is Yored Vesosem and therefore is enclosed. It's as though that actually had a wall extending downward. Here, it doesn't sound like that. It sounds like the road that's going beneath the roof is like the area beyond the roof. Ayin Shom. So what can we do? He says, what you want to do is put posts at the corners of the roofs. Yeah, between the ground and the roof. And then the roof will form Tzuras HaPesach. And then you have a Tzuras HaPesach. Right? If you have a whole bunch of them in a row, like row houses, right? So you just need to do it on your ends, and that's going to cover you for all the roofs. Of course, then, because each one is its own Rishas Hayachid. So you need Nerev Chazeros for each one, he says. Which is an interesting thing. I might have thought otherwise, but that's what he says. So the Mishnah Berurah says on this. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes this from the Taz. So the Bir Alacha, he says in Lamed Hey, I have a Mishnah Berurah Masha Kasabnu B'Shem Achronim Tikul Inyan Zeh. The Taz's idea. Even though the Taz himself wrote, well, what are you going to do with the Rambam, who's not going to like this idea at all? Nonetheless, he brought a lahaka like the Magen Avraham, but Beis Meir kasav da'ach l'das Harambam yesh lahakel vazeh ayin shom ta'amo. The Beis Meir thought that even the Rambam would be lenient. See the case there. Ufradim mishum mashkasav l'shin tamach beis. If you had mishum bura da'ad eser amos in lahaka v'hatsum uvel ha'omed imkein osa and suros ha'pesach shemin ha'tzadim bevadei kemachitos gemuros heim she'in ha'inon ha'meh v'ni go there. The point is that the same thing is going to depend on whether you're willing to be lenient or whether you're going to be concerned for the view of the Rambam. The Mishnah Berurah here,
well, your understanding,
and which Rambam?
And which Rambam? But the interesting thing is that here he's not concerned for the view of the Rambam. In Shin Samach Beis Nun Tes, he said we should be concerned. Here he's not concerned for the view of the Rambam. So the Nesiva Shabbos explains it's in Yud Tes Ha'ara Yud. He says that the letter of the law is that you don't need to be concerned for the view of the Rambam, and that's what he's following in this latter case. What he wrote in Shin Samach Beis Nun Tes was Chumra. That's the way he deals with the problem. Okay, last issue, which I'm going to do very briefly, more briefly than it deserves, but what are you going to do? We have 9 minutes. Tzuras HaPesach in a Bika. So in the Gemara, you don't find any such distinction about where you're going to use your Kanami Kan v'Kanami Kan. This issue starts with Tosfos and the Rosh. And this is a Tosfos we've looked at, I don't know how many times already. Source Lamed Vav. He asks the question regarding Pasei Biros. Vim Tomar. Ho elu mahani Tzuras HaPesach mikol arba ruchos. If Tzuras HaPesach on all four sides works, imkein gabe Pasei Biros lama hutzichu la'arba diyumdin. So why for the Pasei Biros did you require that you have these four corner things, you know, of an amma each? The Omer Ri, so the Ri says, the Fishalayim Eskayim Kol Kach Mishum Da'asu Gamli V'Shadule, he says it again, knock down, the camels will knock it down, it'll fall down in the wind, that's why we don't want Tzuras HaPesach, right? Hello? Wait, this sounds familiar. Okay. I'm working with a little bit of a shorthand because it's familiar. And then the second answer that Tosfos gives is, the Bishayara ein lahatir kamo b'chatzar shemukof ledira. The other reason is because when you're dealing with a shayara, with a caravan, we're not going to permit, like we will, it's a caravan out in the wilderness. Shayara literally is a caravan. We're not going to permit, just like we will, in a chatzar that is ledira, that's for dwelling in.
It's time. It's saying that the Malkum where the Shaira is not inherently for dwelling. Because they build their own little. This is the one
it's
where
a freestanding thing. Yeah.
And everything to make
correct.
It. Yeah.
So that's the Tosfos. That's the position of Tosfos. The Rosh asks the same question, but his language is marginally different. The Rosh is in Lamed Zayin. Vim Tomar Lama Hutzichu Lasas Pasim Biros. Why are you making Pasim Biros? And he gives the same first answer of Elohaya Miskayim. And then he says, Inami, alternatively, Hadish Sharina and Peya Bachatzer Bamabushiesh Badiurin. He said, we're okay with Peya, right? That was the Yerushalmi's term for it. For the Tzuras HaPesach. We're good with that in a Chatzer, in a Mavoy where people live. Abu Babika, the less Badiur and Loshaya, but not in the Bika where people don't live. I'm going to come back to his wording in a moment. But first, he quotes Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi Kilayim, Garas, Amar Bizer, Mode Reish Lakish Le'inyan Shabbos, She'ein Peya Materis Beyoser Me'eser. Reish Lakish says, Peya, Tzuras HaPesach will not work beyond 10 Amos. Amar Bichagai, Masnisin Amra Kain, Makif and Gimel Chaval, Mzula Malamizu. Here Rabbi Chagai says, yeah, our Mishnah says that because it says that if you're in the Shayara, you take three ropes and you create your horizontal wall. Right, you may have a certain gap in between them and so forth. But if the Tzuras HaPesach works at more than 10, who needs three ropes? Just make it Tzuras HaPesach and you're done. Elamai, it must be that Tzuras HaPesach is not going to work, and that's his proof from the Yerushalmi. That's actually interesting because our version of the Yerushalmi has one key word called ein that's different. But this is clearly in context. This is the correct gerusa. So the Korban Nisanal, which I decided not to retype, explains the Rosh's point. The Rosh's point is in bringing this that the Bavli concludes that Tzuras HaPesach works for more than 10. The Yerushalmi, on the other hand, says that it does not work for more than 10 when it gives us this case of the three ropes. Right? So how do you explain it? The answer is Yerushalmi must refer to a bika. And this supports the Rush's second answer that yeah, it doesn't work in a bika. That's why the Yerushalmi was brought in the Rush. The Korban Nisanal adds that the Torah and Shulchan Aruch make the Rosh's distinction, right? That was what I had skipped in Shin Tanach Beis Yud before, but here in Lamed Ches you see it. V'hani mili b'chatzir mova sheyesh b'em deyurin. Avo b'bika lo mahani kishkol ruchos al yidei tziras ha-pesach, right? That bika will not work, right? So you see the Shulchan Aruch mentioned it, as did the Torah. But the Rambam did not make any such distinction.
Within the Rosh and the Yerushalmi, tziras ha-pesach is not working at all, or only yosir me'eser in a bika? It sounds like Reish Lakish. Then your Shabbos Shemini Peya Matzeres Be Yosef.
Yeah,
and then
it's not Esther. No, it's more than Esther that is the problem. That's true. But the Rambam will be fine because the Rambam will say the Rishalmi is talking about Haratz Meruba, where he says Tzaras HaPesach doesn't work.
Right, so there's not going to be any difference for him.
Correct.
Yeah,
that's the Korban Nisanal Tahara. That's why the Rambam doesn't bring this. So is this even? Actually, this is your question. Is this even if they are less than 10? That's what you were asking. Is this even if they are less than 10? So I'm going to say this outside in the interest of time, but you have the makoros here. The Bir Alacha in Shin Samach Beis Aval notes the language of Tosfos, the Rosh, the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch does not distinguish between more than 10 and less than 10. It says, no, none of them are going to work in the Bika. However, the Bir Alacha notes that the Rishalmi, that the Rosh quoted, does distinguish. So the Bir Alacha makes that point. Now, noteworthy, the Beis Yosef says that the Rosh doesn't agree with Yerushalmi regarding more than 10. He's only using it regarding Tzuras HaPesach and Abeka. That's why I brought you the Beis Yosef there. He says in Mem, he says, Umashkasa v'dakav b'shakol arba ruchas laydei Tzuras HaPesach nir d'diyek v'amidikasav ha-Rosh chiluk sheben chatzal begal ha-se b'iros mashma d'davka dumi d'ba-se b'iros avim b'dalad ruchos hu d'mefalginam b'chatzal Abeka. The only distinction he's making is as far as the issue of parts from Wella Omeid and Abaruchos, not as far as everything else. So The Chazon Ish in Ayin Yud Aleph notes the Bir Halacha, but disagrees. Point to the fact that our Gemara does not distinguish between less than 10 and more than 10 in a Bikka. If it's Aser, it's Aser down the line. If it's Mutter, it's Mutter down the line. Less or more, it doesn't make a difference. That's his position. So, could we have a Tzuras HaPesach on some sides? Are we disqualifying it on all four sides? So the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch specify that the problem is if it's on all four sides, for two reasons. One reason, as seen in the Beis Yosef, because Tosos and the Rosh made the comment on Pasei Biros, which are all four sides, specifically. That's number one. And actually, sorry, that's the Beis Yosef that I brought here. I didn't bring the other Beis Yosef. In Mem?
Right,
that's the BCOC that I brought there. Okay, never mind. But but that's his point, is that the model is Pasei Biros, which is all four sides. Therefore, it's an all four sides issue. The second reason is because if I take the Ritzbah in Tosfos Erev and Yud Aleph, then the case of Pasei Biros is actually a Mefulosh case.
All right, so it won't even work for two.
Right. So, and the Chasam Sofer, see the Chasam Sofer on this in Archaim Peches, and the Chazon Ish in Ayin Yud Beis, which I think I actually brought you on the sheet. No, in the end I did not. I wanted to. Says that two walls having Omim Ruv Al HaParetz will suffice. If you have two walls of Omim Ruv Al HaParetz in the Bikka, it'll be okay with Tzuras HaPesach for the other two.
Oh, that's from the Ritzvah?
Ritzvah.
Ritzvah, excuse me.
Yeah. Again, in other words, I think I'm racing too fast and not being clear. The Torah and the Shulchan Aruch specify that it's only no good if the Tzuras HaPesach is on all four sides. One reason is seen in the Beis Yosef, because Tosfos and the Rosh made their comment on Pasei Biros, which are all four sides. That's where the disqualification is. That's number one. Number two, the second reason is because if I take the Ritzbah, then the case of Pasei Biros itself is Mefulosh. Two parallel walls.
I had it created that he wouldn't. The Ritzbah would not allow more than two walls in the Bikka through Tzuras HaPesach.
Right. But he would allow two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not entirely clear. The Ritzbah is only talking about the Bikka case, right? Because some people equate the Ritzbah with the Rambam.
Right.
Meaning across the board.
Yeah. Meaning the question: how much is the Ritzbah? But arguing the other day at Tosfos, right? Is it a local argument within the Bikka or
Yeah.
Or is it just a different position by Tosfos at all?
So, question that comes up in practice. What about a temporary army base? It's not Hukuf Ladira in the sense that people don't live there, but there are Diyurin in there right now. And so it's a quirk of language. And that's what Rav Bakshi Doron points out in Shut Bin Yen Hav, Beis Chav Beis. He says it's a quirk of language. Tosfos' language was, it's not Mukaf Ladira, which is also the language of Shulchan Aruch HaRav Shin Samach Beis, by the way. The Rosh's language was, there are no Diyurin. And Rav Bakshi Doron says that may reflect a difference in meaning. According to Tosfos, it's a Chisaron in the Mechitza. It's not Mukaf Ladira. It's like Karkiv Shenu Mukaf Ladira. Whereas according to the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch, it's a chisaron in Tzuras HaPesach because, since people don't live there, no one makes entrances unless people live there. And Yeah. It's kind of strange, but the truth is, I noticed that I put on your sheet, I think, that that's also seen in the Mishnah Berurah. In Shin Samach Beis Nun Vav, the Mishnah Berurah makes that point. It's not the same point. He's not discussing army bases. But he says, Mishayesh Bem Diurim Derech Liyosham Psachim Harve Lekachi Tiru. So that's the difference between Chatzar and Bikka. And it has a practical application. Right? If according to Tosfos, this is Rav Bakshi Doron's point, he says according to Tosfos, the issue is not being permanent Dira. So the army camp won't work. I don't know how he made that leap to permanent, but that's what he says. But according to the Rosh, it's about residence. And the camp does have residence. And since the Shulchan Aruch sides with the Rosh, Tzuras HaPesach will be fine. That's Rav Bakshi Doron's position. I brought you a pamphlet I found online for the IDF, as the last source in Mem Daled, Halacha Kesidra Betzahal Chelek Vav Hilchos Olim Amud Kufla Mitzayin. So there he follows the concern of Tosfos and takes the Tosfos approach of Dira rather than Diurin. And so therefore he says, don't make it Tzuras HaPesach on all four sides. His solution is have two parallel walls that are Tzuras HaPesach of less than 10 amos. Those will then be mechitzos. And then the other two could be a full Tzuras HaPesach of even more than 10 Amos, satisfying the Shulchan Aruch. In the footnote, in footnote 38, he notes that this won't satisfy the position of the Chazon Ish, who doesn't accept Tzuras HaPesach at all, even if not on all four sides, if it's Paritz Merubah. So you won't have satisfied everybody. There's also this other fun discussion about enclosing a city with an adjacent Bika, and I put the references to it in the end. But that's a whole other discussion which requires some visualization abilities in order to really follow what they're talking about. All right? Next week, Rabbi Zering picks up with, I think, practical Tzuras HaPesach. You should go ahead.